Local, state, and federal officials plunged gold-painted shovels into two long, narrow wooden boxes filled with dirt Tuesday morning.
Ready? Let's dig in.
The ceremonial groundbreaking marks the beginning of work on an $18.7 million project. There'll be a new office building, utility upgrades, and, most importantly, a floating pier to accommodate the NOAA research vessel Fairweather and its 50-plus crew. NOAA's Rear Admiral Nancy Hahn says the facility will support fisheries research, hydrographic surveys, and the local economy.
By revitalizing this facility, we can bring a steady flow of officers, our professional mariners, our logistical support specialists, and our scientists to this city, creating a hub for NOAA's maritime operations in the regions.
The project has long been a priority for local and state officials. As industrial-scale logging slowed around the turn of the 21st century, the late U.S. Senator Ted Stevens used his position as chairman of the Appropriations Committee to require NOAA to homeport the Fairweather here in Ketchikan. The agency purchased a dock and some oceanfront property in an industrial area south of downtown Ketchikan, but in 2008, the agency determined the dock couldn't be repaired and it was condemned. Senator Dan Sullivan, a longtime advocate of the project, credits Ketchikan's elected leaders with keeping the pressure on.
You know, this is a story, what we're seeing right now, of first, relentless advocacy in a community, Ketchikan, all its leaders, its tribal leaders, who would not take no for an answer, right? Who refused to say, we're going to give up this ship, which by law is supposed to be homeported here. And so we're not going to take no for an answer.
He pointed to the efforts of State Senator Bert Stedman, who redirected some federal money to Ketchikan's borough to help pay for the project. The Sitka Republican says he's pushing for more federal spending in Ketchikan.
We are actually talking about the second phase of this expansion. You know, right after we get the ribbon cut, we'll be working with Senator Sullivan and NOAA, hopefully for expanded assets.
U.S. Deputy Commerce Secretary Don Graves, whose agency oversees NOAA, says discussions aren't yet underway for a second phase of the Ketchikan Port Project, but he says he's open to finding more ways for the Biden administration to grow infrastructure investment in Ketchikan.
The Commerce Department is focused on finding ways to grow economic development in this community and other parts of the region. So we're open to having whatever conversations the senator and others would like to have about ways that we can drive that economic opportunity.
The new NOAA facility will be built by Glen Allen-based regional native corporation Atna. Construction is scheduled to wrap up by December 2022. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.